It's time to unplug from the politics with Max Inc. Radio.
Saturday night in Madison, Wisconsin. Good evening, everybody. It's time for Live in the Devil's Lair, live on Devil Radio 92.7, WAUK 540 AM in Waukesha, and The Shaw 101 FM, and worldwide on that Devil Radio app. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Sal's Dark Horse Art Bar and Gallery on East Washington Avenue across from the Sylvie. Happy hour every Tuesday through Saturday, 4 to 6 p.m. Slices of Sal's pizza for a buck. And check out the Sal's Dark Horse Madison.com for drink specials. Also, thanks to Ignite Glass and Gifts, Delectable Madison, Salvatore's Tomato Pies, Downers Distillery, and Rocker Quality CBD on Willie Street. Because why go all the way to Beloit when you can shop right on Willie Street?
That's right, Jimmy. Hey, our next guest started out her music career in 2008, conjuring sublime melodies and moody sensations with the strum of her guitar.
I like the sound of that.
A year later, her rock band Rivalry was climbing in popularity and played Summerfest, and shortly becoming the front woman with techno soul group Star Persons, and she won several Mama Awards with that.
Deserving.
By 2013, Katie Scullin was releasing an EP for her first solo project, and she was crowned Best Singer-Songwriter by Triple M's Project M competition, and she's even opened for many national acts, including Charlie Baron.
That's got to be crazy.
Right. To bring it all back into perspective, Katie Scullin's song Porch Hangs went all the way to number one on Max Inc. Radio's Top 41 of 2017.
Yay!
And a month later, she landed the cover of Maximum Inc. Music Magazine. Let's fast forward to near post-pandemic times, and Katie is working on releasing new material, and tonight she is playing live for us here in the Devil's Lair with all brand new songs.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Here to tell us about her new music and more is Madisonian and singer-songwriter Katie Scullin.
Yay!
Katie, welcome to the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies on Max Inc. Radio.
Hi, Katie.
Hi, how you doing?
How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Excellent.
You're super number one.
Heck yeah.
That's awesome.
That's what I heard.
I know, we are in a new studio. We're breaking it in, and she is so brave to come in and break it in with us.
Yeah.
I love it. People are honking, and it's all good.
We love the honks.
It is so good, yeah.
I loved it when I was looking up like factoids for the biography. I saw that like number one on the top 41. I was like, oh, how interesting.
I remember that.
It comes back. You find those little things out there.
Yeah.
Hey, Katie, for our listeners who may not be familiar with you or your music, tell us about Katie Scullin. How old were you when you started playing?
Since I was really, really little, I was just always kind of singing. I don't know. I would introduce myself to the neighbor kids in song. And
that's awesome.
Let's see. I started actually songwriting and getting really into it probably when I was like 17.
Were you in theater too?
Yep.
Yeah, I thought so. Like musical theater.
Yep. Musical theater, yeah.
What's your instrument? You're playing guitar tonight, but you can play pretty much everything.
I started on piano when I was younger. Mm-hmm. My parents brought home a piano for, I don't know, I think they got it for like $50. Somebody said it was Poltergeist.
And so, if you can haul it out of here.
Uh-huh. They wanted to get rid of it, and I don't know, all of us kids just, we started beating on it, and we got into music together and encouraged each other, and yeah.
So glad you did. You talked about your parents. They have been so supportive this whole time, haven't they?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure it's not easy, because sometimes you see this person who is so talented, but yet they probably think, oh, is she going to make it? Can she do this? How does that feel, though, to have their love and support?
It's good. I mean, they're always excited to come to shows, and they're always willing to help out if I need it, a babysitter, and grandma's available, grandpa's available. it's been really fun. They're great.
I
appreciate it.
Been able to go to a couple of shows with them, and they are just fun. They're good music people.
Are they out there listening in Radio Land right now?
They probably are.
Hey, yay, Mom and Dad.
Hi.
Give them a shout out.
No kidding. Hey. Oh, that's awesome.
Please drive by and honk.
Right.
So, Katie, you're known as a singer-songwriter, but you've played in a few rock bands along the way. What's it like stepping in front of a band as opposed to performing as a solo artist.
I love playing with the band. I mean, there's a whole other dynamic. There's so much more energy when you're able to play off the other musicians, add, you know, different guitar licks and drum fills and bass lines. It's just like the whole world opens up with the band. It's super fun. I love it.
Yes. A couple of years back, we had Katie at Atwood Fest.
Oh, yeah.
And she was playing with Paul Schluter on guitar.
I know. It was so good.
I think that, you know what? Here's my theory. Here's like the conspiracy theory. Katie Scullin is like a stepping stone effect, right? Paul Schluter played with her, and now he's playing country.
Oh, interesting.
Now he's playing country, right?
He can play anything, though.
Yeah, he can. He's really good.
He's awesome. Yeah, we love him.
Are you going to introduce her song that's coming up?
If you would like to.
No, go ahead. I'm very excited.
Well, let's hear another song performed live here in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies on Max Inc. Radio. Katie, the first song you have for us tonight is brand new, and it's called Antidote. Is this song political? Because, you know, we unplug from politics on the weekends.
That is funny that you say that. It's not political. However, it is about navigating... let's say like high conflict personalities, I guess you could say.
Oh, this is going to be good.
Navigating different personalities, I guess we could say. And I don't know, rising above it and, you know, figuring it out. Like, I got you figured out. I know what you're doing.
Good girl.
Let's hear it. It's Katie Scullin live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Hazy.
Yeah. Katie Scullin live in the Devil's Lair here on Double Radio.
I have goosebumps.
That's so good.
That was really good.
Thank you.
And after you described what the song was about, got it, girl.
let's invite some listeners to call in and ask Katie some questions. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY if you want to call and ask Katie a question.
Questions.
I like it. Okay, so, you know, Katie, so many artists emerging from the pandemic,
right.
and we have been so lucky to get so much great music from people because I guess at some point, what do you do?
Right. What do you do? Sit at home and write music.
And you have basically what's going to be an entirely new album that you're going to be able to come out. How do you think you were able to kind of jump that barrier to keep yourself productive during this whole time?
Well, I guess I graduated from the visual communications program. This is silly, but I graduated from the VICOM program in 2019 and I got like a job, like real job, right? Quote unquote, real job. And I was just kind of getting going and whatnot. And then, you know, pandemic set in and all of the temp employees were let go. All the gigs went away and I was like, okay, this has got to be like a sign. Like I tried the music thing and then I tried the real life thing and I was taken back to music. And I was like, I don't have a choice. Like I have to just go all in again. And it was good. I just, every day was practicing, studying and figuring out how am I going to do this and do it well. I've got the time. I have nothing else to do. So yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
Do you like do recording at home as well? Do you have like a home studio?
Yeah.
Or?
Yep. So I got into recording, you know, just as I've been developing as an artist and I really love it and decided, you know what, I want to learn more about this and I would love to, you know, call myself a producer someday. And I think I'm getting pretty close because most of this album is like self-produced.
Oh
so
my gosh.
It'll be cool.
Cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
I want to ask you too, you are now active with Patreon.
I am.
Tell us a little bit more about that. What does it do? How do the fans kind of guide you through what this is?
So Patreon is a subscription-based, like, supportive platform for artists and people developing ideas. And I guess the difference between, like, a Kickstarter and Patreon is that it's, like, subscription-based. So you can pay $5 a month, $10 a month, $25 a month, and you're supporting the artist as they go. For me, it's a little bit better because it's more sustainable and I know how to budget a little bit more. Like, okay, this is what I've got to work with right now. But it's new for me, so I'm really leaving a lot of it up to the fans. I'm giving them all sorts of behind-the-scenes content, like, you know, rehearsal takes, little snippets of what the songs sound like right now, and, like, project timelines,
oh,
the people that I'm going to bring on to help me with all sorts of other things to come. So
I like
Jeez,
it.
Maybe we'll end up, like, in her Patreon. We'll be, like, content. She'll be like,
yeah.
I was on the Devil's Lair.
Well, I have some video I can send to her of her playing and us here. So
there you go.
Yep.
Well, let's get back to some live music here in the Devil's Lair presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies on Max Inc. Radio. This next song is called Enough. Should I say it like Enough?
Enough.
Tell us about this song before you play it.
I think this is about kind of like an outpouring of emotion in what we've all dealt with over the last 2 years, feeling pretty lost and discouraged by, you know, misinformation and anger and resentment. And I think it was really hard for me personally to see so much of that all the time. And I was just kind of like, where are you, God? You know, like, and what can I do as one individual? You know, like I felt very small in that. And I just wanted to say something about, like, there's people out there. There are good people in this world, you know, and that should be celebrated. So, you know, this is called Enough. And is this enough? I don't know.
Sometimes I wonder where you are. Are you in some other galaxy? You've wandered far beyond the stars. Gave what you could, but no one cared to see. The truth is, growing tired of this world. And all I'm saying is, it's so vile. I fake this smile. The miles I've traveled, days that have gone by. Is it nothing worth it here this time?
Katie Scullin live in the Devil Slayer here on Devil Radio, 927-844-967-2789, if you'd like to ask a question.
Katie, your new songs have been incorporating experimental elements like synths, sound manipulations, and even strings. Tell us about these new experimentations that you're playing around with.
I guess I'm just, it's all experimental. I don't know, like... I've had so much time to just sit and really think about, like, what direction do I want to go as an artist? And I'm always drawn to, you know, good pop music, good rock music, and trying to incorporate the two of them. You know, I love, like, Tori Amos, too, piano, strings, just, like, big, big sounds, and then also simplicity, too. So, yeah, I don't know. I guess, like... there's, you know, the 808 in some of the songs, and then there's regular, like, roots drum kit sounds and synth little sparkles here and there, and it's good. I don't know.
And are you playing all these things or manipulating them electronically?
I am, yeah. So just, you know, playing around in in Logic and finding fun sounds and listening to other artists and being like, what are they doing, and why does that work, you know? So I've been trying to simplify things, like only so many instruments going at once. Some of them are, you know, there's lots of things going on at the same time, but like for the most part, you know, keeping the listener engaged, not confusing them too much. So, yeah, manipulating sounds, flipping things backwards, forwards, adding in like sounds in the background, like my family watching TV. And
you know? That sounds interesting. So. Well, now the Beatles Get Back just came out. Were you able to see it?
I did.
Now, I thought it was really interesting, kind of as a fly on the wall, being able to see the Beatles really write songs.
Yes.
And too many fans are probably like, maybe it was boring and stuff like that. But as a musician, being able to kind of see these giant songs being written gave an insight. What did you think when you saw the movie, and how did you think it related to you and your songwriting?
I think it was just reassuring, you know, just like as an artist, like, okay, there's just a bunch of people sitting in a room together. Like, what do you think of this? Well, let's try the tempo there, you know, and tempo change here, tempo change there. Yeah. Like, they're just throwing ideas out there and whatever sticks. I thought it was really cool.
That's amazing.
What I loved about it too is that they were building, you know, the visuals behind them at the same time. You know, as the movie went by, you would see lights in the background, and they were starting to build the stage around. That was just really, really interesting and cool to me. And then they pull in a big, you know, trailer full of thousands and thousands of dollars of gear. <You're>
like, right.
Well, that's not reality here, but for them it was.
It's great to see and hear, and I love that we get this chance to talk with you too, to, you know, kind of get behind the music. Now, the cool thing is you actually have a show coming up on February 17th. It's Indie Tune Up, and you're going to be with 7,000 Apart.
Yes.
And Kelly Hepper.
Yep.
Cooper Talbot, of course, is hosting it.
Cooper.
What? I know, Coop. What is Indie Tune Up? What does that mean? And then let us know how we can come and see you live.
So Indie Tune Up is basically like a collection of artists who come and play in a really, really awesome listening room experience. So 7,000 Apart, they are from Green Bay, and they'll be coming down. Indie Tune Up, it's all about like networking, I guess, and it's trying to grow as a project where, you know, we would bring in artists from a different area to Madison, and then Madison would send an artist to wherever they're located.
Yeah.
But it's awesome. I mean, there's a light show, and it's videoed, and definitely worth the $15.
What did you mean by listening room experience?
Listening room experience. So people come and they listen.
What do you mean? You mean like that. They turn off their cell phone?
And they don't, you know, cackle with their girlfriends at the table and watch TikTok videos while somebody's performing, because that happens, unfortunately. But not at Indie Tune Up and not in the listening room experience.
Yes.
And where is this a physical location? Where is the gig?
So it's right now it's called, it's going to be the Copa, what is called the Copa, which is going to be built into a performance art campus. At this stage in the game, it's more of just a warehouse type. You know, there's some practice rooms and there's different areas where they've set up a stage. So it's really unique. They do a meet and greet at the beginning. I think it's like 6:15 to 7:15. And I think they have some beverages and snacks and stuff. So
this is in Madison?
This is in Madison. Mm-hmm. It's over on Index Road near
Index
Fitchburg.
Road.
It's not Madison Music Foundry. It's the one down the Sonic.
Well, it used to be.
So Sonic
is where it used to be held. But they have just moved it to a new location, which is bigger. It's the location where the Copa will be built.
I read an article in the paper recently about the Copa, and it sounds like this could be something amazing for this area.
Yeah, definitely.
So cool. So yeah, people can come see you and check it out ahead of time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I like it. How do you get the tickets?
You can get the tickets on their Facebook page at Indie Tune Up. Otherwise, there is a link directly on my website as well, katieskullin.com. Yeah.
Do you have any other shows coming up?
Bratfest.
Can we say that?
Oh, can we?
I don't
Why
know.
Why not?
It's up.
She just did.
Well, I was thinking maybe it was like still like behind the curtain. Like we didn't know, right?
You know
like we
what?
Couldn't like talk about it, but we can.
But well, Katie almost always plays Brockfest, yes. So I would expect that she would be there. So there you go. That's just me saying that. Plus, it gives us something to look forward to.
Right. What's the date on that?
It's Labor Day weekend.
Memorial Day.
Yeah, I'm super excited.
Full band or just you?
Full band, I hope. As long as everybody shows up.
It's gonna
oh, man.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. So.
You know, it's 9:28. Can we just take a quick break here? I got to play a couple spots.
Oh,
and
sure.
And then we'll come back. We'll play some more live music.
Excellent.
Katie Skellen is live in the Devil's Lair right now. We're in our brand new studio at 3535 East Washington Avenue. I give you the address only so you could drive by and honk at us because we like that tonight.
Beep, beep.
We appreciate that.
Do a semi honk.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
There you go. Hey, we'll be right back. It's Devil Radio.
You're listening to Max Inc. Radio with Jimmy K. and Rocker on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, Madison.